Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, really bizarre story I read about today where a woman is claiming that she received an allergy to nuts from a guy through sex. Yes, like a sexually transmitted disease as allergies. Is this possible, really? Relationship expert Stacey Nalkin from thedailyaffair.com joins me now. I'm sure you've never received allergies from any of your past boyfriends, Stacey, right?
No, I have not. You know, I think this is one more excuse for some people not to have sex. You know? No, honestly, though, the woman had just found out that she had a serious nut allergy and asked her boyfriend, who had just consumed a handful of Brazil nuts, to really clean himself up, you know, wash his hands, rinse his mouth out, brush under his fingernails. He did all of that, and she still wound up swelling up, shortness of breath, and the whole thing. So they brought her to the hospital, and they did tests on him, and they did find out that, you know, Brazil nuts do not get digested properly at all in the system, and that's why this showed up. The really sad part of all this is that the couple broke up so that they couldn't do any further tests. But
wow.
They did find out that it really was transmitted sexually through his semen.
So now, this is wild. So not only she goes to a restaurant, she's got to ask if anything's been cooked in nut or nut oil, whatever. Now she starts dating a guy, and she's got to ask him, listen, when was the last time you ate
for dinner?
Anything?
Like,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Really?
I'm sure scientists are wondering, well, if this happened with a nut allergy, can this happen with other allergies? I mean, I don't think it's obviously not a seasonal allergy type deal, but any type of food allergy now is suspect, no?
Possibly, I would imagine. I think nuts really are the worst, though, and they're the most prevalent. So many people we all know have nut allergies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in all my kids' schools, there's a nut-free policy, you know, no nuts for any of the kids, no peanut butter, nothing. So there's something in nuts. You know, I started to think when I was reading this story that maybe certain nuts, like Brazil nuts, are not really even meant for human consumption. Because they're so toxic in a certain way to certain people. Who knows? Yeah, you gotta keep asking those questions now, don't you, before you get into bed with somebody.
Yeah,
more questions now.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, we'll link to the story on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Stacey Nalkin from the Daily Affair.com. Stacey, thanks for the 411.
My pleasure. Great talking to you, Ralphie.